People, particularly along the eastern seaboard, simply call this region of Massachusetts the Cape. Of course, there are several other famous capes as we make our way down from Maine to Florida. Speculatively, an earlier name for Cape Cod can be traced back to a Viking voyage. A great northeaster storm accidentally blew Bjarni Herjolfsson off course on his way to Greenland. In 986, he was bound for the Viking colony founded by Eric the Red. When he reached land, he was told of the land to the south. He referred to this place as Keel Cape, due to the similarities of his Viking boat to the physical shape of the shore. 6 centuries later, in 1602, Bartholomew Gosnold, an early Cape explorer, had an inkling to name the region Shoal Hope, Shallow Harbor. However, his crew saw the ocean teeming with fresh cod. This abundance of cod was so plentiful that they could almost be scooped by hand on the side of the boat. His crew convinced him to change his mind. Hence, this stretch of land acquired the name of Cape Cod. In geographic terms, Cape Cod Bay is a barrier island, one of the largest in the world, shielding Boston and the rest of Massachusetts from the strong North Atlantic storm waves. On the grand scale of overall physical land growth, Cape Cod is assuredly losing gradual landmass each year. The shorelines change dramatically every year, with nuanced growth in the summer, followed by greater erosion in the winter. The Cape typically loses a minimum average of 4,400 acres of landmass annually. Over the centuries, this man-made landmass has achieved a special status. It is revered for its natural beauty, beloved for its active range of geologic activities, yet always appreciated for its ability to blend natural landmass within a historic setting. Before we embark on our maritime voyage, we should reflect on our first round of Cape Cod residents. The first stage of history would be the displacement of the indigenous people who lived on the Cape shores for centuries. We will briefly discuss where and how early European settlers established their local land claims. The most prevalent indigenous group of people was the Wampanoags. This group of people is a loose confederation of several tribes, speaking a variant of the Algonquin language. Two of these tribes have been federally recognized, the Mashpee Wampanoags and the Wampanoags of Gayhead.